If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Steve in New Hampshire, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I've been in this house for, maybe 15 years. But the crack was there before. It's in my garage.
Okay.
And it's maybe at the most, it's probably like a half an inch wide. But the floor is it's almost like buckled a little bit along the crack line.
Yep.
And I'm just trying to figure out what would be the best way to try to repair that. I mean, I know that, like, where my driveway meets my garage floor, the snow comes in, the rain and everything else, and I do have a drain in the middle of the garage, the water does go down the drain. But, I mean, it goes into this crack, and I'm just trying to figure out if there was a way to repair that. I was thinking about maybe breaking it up and cleaning it out and regrouting it or something.
You don't have to do anything quite so dramatic, so here's what you would do. Because it's so wide, you're going to need not only a crack filler, and I would look at the products that are sold by Quikrete. They have a number of crack fillers, including one that is for wide cracks. It's more like a flowable kind of a product. And before you apply this to the crack, you're going to put something inside of it called a backer rod. So a backer rod is kind of like a foam tube. You know those foam tubes that kids play with in the pool?
Like a pool noodle.
Yeah, noodle. Like a noodle.
It's like, it's like a miniature version of that. And you press it into the crack so that it basically holds up the crack filler. You'll press it in so that it leaves maybe a quarter to half inch of space from the top of the backer rod to the top of the concrete. And then you apply the flowable filler on top of that. And that will stop additional water from getting in there. And by stopping additional water, you're likely to get less movement because it's kind of a vicious cycle where you get water in that crack, it displaces some of the soil, and then the slab will...
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.